in my sin, I remember well that night when the Lord saved my soul from hell. And I thank God every day for His grace on me, 'cause I am washed, I'm redeemed, and I've been set free. The blessed Holy Ghost led me to the light, there on the altar where I pray. Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, how sweet is the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. God's amazing grace still amazes me.
Now, there have been times I've walked away from the Lord. My sins were many and my heart grew cold. Fellowship was broken and I felt so all alone. It didn't matter how far I'd gone, God was still faithful when I came back home. My sins were forgiven and His grace to me was shown. Now I stand here before you tonight, rejoicing 'cause everything's alright. And in my heart, I know that I am saved. Oh, and how I want to do God's will. Yes, I know I'll fail and steal, but I'm so glad that His grace never will.
And I thank the Lord for the glorious night when the blessed Holy Ghost led me to the light. There on the altar where I pray, Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, how sweet is the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. God's amazing grace still amazes me. And I thank the Lord for the glorious night when the blessed Holy Ghost led me to the light. There on the altar where I pray, Jesus washed my sins away. Oh, how sweet is the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. God's amazing grace still amazes me. And oh, how sweet is the sound. I once was lost, but now I'm found. God's amazing grace still amazes me.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hands. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Sing
the goodness of God.
'Cause your goodness is running after, it's running after me. Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Your goodness is running after, it's running after me.
Amen.
Christ alone, my hope is found. He is my light, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are stilled, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ I stand. In Christ alone, who took on flesh, fullness of God in helpless babe, this gift of love and righteousness, my song
tonight. God done preached tonight. Amen. I just want to have fun. Amen. Amen. Come to the house of God. I just want to have fun now. Y'all done did all the preaching needs to be preached. We're going to have fun tonight. All right. Turn your Bible to Psalms 23. We're going to brag on Jesus just a little bit tonight. Amen. And if you feel like shouting, go ahead and shout. I'm going to shout. Amen. I love how Psalms 23 must be a very comforting psalm to a lot of people when the death of a loved one comes in. I see it in every funeral home I go into, the old car, they have Psalms 23. I love Psalms 23, don't get me wrong. Psalms 23... is a time when David was at his darkest hour. Right. You understand what I'm talking about? Right. If you read Psalms 22, you'll see how dark David was in. Just in Psalms 22, listen to some of how David was. In verse number 1, it says, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Yeah. Why art thou so far from helping me and from the words of my roaring? Verse number 2, oh my God, I cry in the daytime and they hear us not, and in the night season and I am not silent. David's in a bad shape. David had sinned greatly before God. And can I tell you, David ain't no bad shape than what we are most of the time. David gets to the point. You look at verse 11, he says, be not far from me. Trouble is near. There is none to help. I go down to verse 14. I'm poured out like water. My bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It's melted in the midst of my bowels. See what it is? Sin got in David's life. Not only was it killing him spiritually, it was killing him physically. And if you're a child of God, you cannot, will not, ain't going to live in sin. God's going to take care of it. He will either convict you to get it right, or he's going to take you home. Amen. You will not mock my God. David says in verse 15, my strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue cleaveth to my jaws. Thou hast brought me into the dust of death. Boy, that sounds like a pretty bad shape, ain't it? Hey, let me tell you, have you ever been in such a shape where you think God don't hear you and you think there's no help from you? You done went so far that God can't even help you. David was in such a shape. David says in verse 22 of chapter 22, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the congregation. Will I praise thee? Yes. Lord, I need you. I can't go no farther. Lord, I'm sorry. Forgive me for my sins. And I'm going to keep praising your name. Even though I feel like you don't hear me, I'm going to praise you because you saved me. If we can't get nothing else to praise our holy Savior, is he saved me and he's going to take me to heaven one day. Amen. David got some answers. Aren't you glad when you repent, God shows up? Yes. In Psalm 23, he got some answers. He started changing from chapter 22 to Psalm 23. David got some answers and David got changed. In Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness' sake for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I'm telling you, in a bad time, God is there. He can comfort you. It don't matter how sick, how poor, or what's going on in the family. My God will comfort you. Amen. We better hurry up and read here. I like verse 5. I'm going to tell you. I do. Can I tell you we have an adversary?
Yes, sir.
He's like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. Can I tell you the devil's here tonight? It's not your pastor. He's your buddy. Amen. A lot of us in our churches think your preacher's the bad guy. Hey, he's a good guy. Amen. The devil's here. He's whispered in your ear. Oh, God can't do nothing for you. Why even try anymore? Just give up. It's easier to go down to the bar. It's easier to go back down here and be like you was with your buddies. Oh, it's easier. And I'm going to tell you, with the devil pounding off, the enemies of hell's all around us. Amen. We don't fight a battle of flesh and blood. We're fighting a battle in the spiritual world against principalities, against the darkness of evil. I can't fight that.
Yeah, right.
If it was a man, I'd go at him and we'd go toe to toe, but it ain't a man. How do you fight something you can't see? With all that going on and the demons encamped around us, and they're trying to get at you, they're trying to get at your family, your little grandbabies, they're trying to get at your church, trying to get at your preacher, trying to get at your deacons, they're all around trying to get your song leaders, your singers. They want every one of us. With all that going on, and David felt the pressure of the demons of hell around him. He said in verse 5, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies." Thou anointed. Let me get over here. "My head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy." Let me read that again, because if you're a dead Baptist, you just sit there if you want to, all right? "Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life."
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Is this thing got a motor? Man, my knees are killing me, but I'll ride this thing all around the place. I like this. "And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." I don't care how bad of a failure I am. I don't care how bad the devils are beating up on me. I don't care how bad things are going around me. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I'm on the winning side. Amen. I can grin because I'm on the winning side. Boy, have you ever seen a time when people are so distressed? I'm talking, you don't have to go outside the church. I'm talking inside the church. We got a big God. He's got big hands. He's got big ears. He's got a lot of love. But we're so distressed. And it seems like they're ready to explode with the strain of life.
Yes, sir.
They'll come in the church about ready to pop, and somebody will say, "God bless you," and boy, they explode on them. What's so good?
Yeah.
Man, it gets rough sometimes. This old world's waxing worse and worse. Can I tell you this? They're trying to pass laws banning our Bible. Several states has done sign up on this. We want rid of that God-forsaken, hating book called the Bible. Can I tell you, Hollywood, they'll start that out in California. It seems like it comes across the nation, and it ain't going to be long. It's going to be knocking on the door of West Virginia, and I'm going to tell you, we're going to go to war. Amen. I'm going to pick up my sword, and I'm going to go forward, and I ain't going to back up. I ain't going to retreat. I'm going to push on for the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not going to compromise the Bible. I'm not going to compromise my standing with the Lord just to make some politician happy. How long has it been since you hear good news in the news? Seemed like the old preacher's got meaner than a junkyard dog. People get together and talk how bad and how mean the preacher is. Can I tell you, we just love you.
Amen.
Yes. We want the very best for you.
Amen. Amen.
There's just a couple things I got to look at in this verse of Scripture, chapter 23. First thing I see is the confidence of David. I love it when David gets things right. And I'm glad that he's found something that's unmovable.
Right. Yes.
I'm glad he said that word over here in chapter 6, surely. That's a powerful word. You know what surely means? Without doubt. I'm glad David has found that word surely in an uncertain time. It's unmovable. It's not a passing phase, a fad that won't change. I'm glad Hollywood don't understand it and our government can't tax it. Surely. Psalmist said one thing, one word, surely. Boy, I'm glad there's some things I'm sure about.
Yes, amen.
I can't be sure. You can't be surely about your 401k.
Right.
You can't be sure about Medicare and Medicaid. We have something solid that we can stand on, we can depend on. It's a light in the dark. Amen. I know, I can say surely God has got this. Amen. He has got this in our churches. Whatever problem comes, whatever sickness it is, God has got this. Amen. Yes,
amen.
Amen. Glory.
Yeah.
I can say surely He has got a ram on the backside of my mountain. Hey, I can say surely He's got a burning bush on the other side of your wilderness. Amen. I know God hears us in any shape that we can get in, any way we can feel hurt. God knows, He sees, He feels it too. Surely, I know my God is with me. You know what? I know for sure when I go into battle, there's going to be 5 smooth stones in the creek bed for me to go into battle with. Amen. He ain't going to leave me defenseless. He gave me the holy word of God. The biggest sword there is the word of God.
Amen.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'm sure who Jesus is.
Yeah.
I'm sure what God did. I'm sure what Jesus is going to do. Surely the light in darkness that keeps me from stumbling. Surely He is the light that's going to show me the way home in darkness. Boy, I'm glad that word surely is right here in this Psalms 23. Surely. That ain't my girlfriend. That's no doubt with God. Amen. But the next word right there, look at what it says, goodness.
Yeah.
When you get surely, without doubt, and you got goodness, things are going to happen.
Yeah.
You remember when Moses was at his darkest hour? I believe Moses would have took his own life if he could. He asked God, show me thy glory. You ever remember that? It's in your Bible. Read it sometime.
Yeah.
He told Moses, he said, you can't look upon my face and live.
Right.
But I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to show you my goodness.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you the goodness is good to see. Amen. I can see the goodness every time I wake up in the morning. My 2 legs are underneath me. Thank God for the goodness of God.
Amen.
You know what the goodness is? It brings sweetness to a bitter life.
Yeah,
good. I know y'all. Y'all know this verse of scripture. You used to sing about it a lot. Loved when y'all sing about it over in Psalms 19.
Yeah.
Verse 9. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteousness altogether. More to be desired than gold. Yea, much fine gold. Sweeter than honey and the honeycomb.
Yeah.
The goodness is that sweet in a harsh life. Goodness is so sweet when the death comes into your family and your heart seems like it's ripped out. The goodness of God comes right in and comforts your broken heart. Amen. When family is turned upside down, the goodness of God will show up. Hey, when finances is out of control, the goodness of God will show up.
Amen.
Boy, when that lost sinner comes under conviction, the goodness of God shows up.
Yeah. Amen. Yes, amen.
When I'm in the wilderness, the goodness of God has a pillar of light for me. I thank God for the pillar I have in the dark times.
Yes, amen.
God's so good.
Yeah.
Just look at that next word, mercy. Can we in our Baptist churches just do something today?
Yeah.
For the mercy of God, can you raise your hand?
Yeah.
Aren't you glad for the mercy of God? Well, mercy, God ain't done nothing for me. Hey, the mercy of God says you don't get what you deserve. Hell's where we're supposed to be. For the wages of sin is death, amen. That mercy steps in, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Boy, I don't know about you, but I sure do need some mercy.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, yes, yes.
I got mercy because I'm not in prison tonight.
Amen.
I got mercy that follows me everywhere I go. I got mercy because I'm not laying in the ditch drunk tonight. I got mercy that follows me everywhere I go. I got mercy. I'm not going to hell.
Yes, amen. Yes, amen.
Well, I got mercy. I'm not stealing my neighbor's TV or his chainsaw to go buy drugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I've got mercy that God allowed me to go into a church, a pastor of a church. That's the mercy of God.
Amen.
The mercy of God, He puts me around people that love me. I'm unlovable, but God loves me, and y'all love me. My church loves me. I got mercy, amen. When I think that everything in the world is going to hell in a handbasket, I've got mercy, amen.
Amen.
Man. Whew. I'm just having a spell. I am. I'm just going to sit here, man. I know what it's like not to be sure about anything. I can remember that day. I can remember that day when there was no goodness in my life. The devil leading me around says, I got your goodness, you come with me. Shallow and hollow. It always costed me something. Boy, I got that mercy. And I'm glad the everlasting word of God forever settled in heaven says it shall follow me all the days of my life.
Yes, amen.
Yes.
Yes,
sir.
Hey. Man, oh man. I could be sick and out of my mind in a nursing home, but you know what? Being a child of God, I still got mercy.
Amen.
I can be so sick I can't raise my head up off the pillar, but I got mercy. To be honest, I think that's three different people. Shirley. Sister Shirley. Brother Goodness. And old Brother Mercy. I sure am glad every one of them is attached to my life. I'm glad they follow me everywhere I go.
Yeah.
You know, the devil followed me everywhere I went. He made sure of it. But when I got saved, old Shirley, Goodness, knocked him out of the way and Mercy tagged along.
Yeah.
I can't get over that last part of verse 6. Those three words, I will dwell.
Yes, sir.
You know, that's confidence of David. Don't you think David was showing some confidence right there? He was pretty unstable. If you read 23, he's unstable. He's up against the wall. Sin overcome him. He's beat down in the mud. He don't even want to take another breath. And Jesus showed up on the scene. You say, well, Jesus wasn't there. My friend, Jesus has always been there. Jesus was that angel of the Lord that came to Abraham when he was getting ready to destroy Lot. That was Jesus. When Jacob was up there and wrestled, that was Jesus he wrestled with. That ladder that he seen going, that's Jesus. The only thing touches heaven and earth, that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
He's always been. I've got mercy.
Yes, sir.
Because I got mercy, I will.
Yeah,
right. I will.
Yeah.
That's good something for us to say tonight, ain't it? I'd say it with some surety in you. I will dwell.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
In the house of the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm glad it ain't for a week.
Amen.
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 For a month.
Right.
Man, it ain't even for 6 years.
Right.
The Bible said forever.
Right.
I don't know how long forever is, but that's a pretty long time. Just bragging on Jesus a little bit. Let me, I tell you, we got to read that again. I'm going to tell you, I love Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd.
Yes, sir.
I shall not want.
Amen.
Let me just expound upon the shepherd a little bit. You know, he refers to us as sheep, does he not?
Yeah.
My sheep hear my voice and know me.
Yeah.
I put that to proof. I tried and proved that one time. You've been over farm over. You see that big bottom over up there? My dad had probably 100-some head of sheep up there in the bottom. They're it's 3/4 of a mile across that bottom up on the mountain up there. You see all them sheep up on the side of that mountain. We pulled up there to the gate where Dad always pulls up. And I said, Dad, I want to call the sheep today. He said, well, go ahead. And me and my dad, we kind of look alike. Becky said I done morphed into my dad. Sound a lot alike. Our actions are the same. So I stepped out of the truck and my dad only said one word. Sheep! That's all he said. So I got out there and I hollered sheep as loud as I could. Not the first sheep raised his head. So, sheep! They just kept eating. Dad slid out of the driver's side. He didn't even get around the front of the truck. He hollered, sheep! Every head stood up and every head turned toward him and they come and run.
Yeah.
I've got a shepherd.
Yes, amen.
When he speaks, I hear him.
Yes,
I told the church this little story about, a little sheep story. I kind of liked it. I didn't understand it when it was happening, but after I got saved, I started putting things together. I'm like, oh my lands. My Uncle Algie had sheep over in the barn over there. It's lambing season. Man, lambs are coming out everywhere. He had a ewe that dropped two twins and one of them died. Down here he had one ewe dropped a lamb, but the ewe died during birth. So he says, go get that lamb from that dead mother and bring her up here and put it in a pen with this one that lost its lamb. We put that lamb in there, and boy, that ewe just about killed that lamb before we got it out of there. She smelled on that thing, realized it wasn't hers, and she went after that thing. We had to pull it out. I said, what are you going to do? He said, go get that dead lamb and skin it. Bring the hide over here to me. So I skinned that lamb out there beside the barn and brought that hide in there. And he took some belling twine. He tied that hide around that living dead lamb, around that living lamb.
Yeah.
We put it in the pen. That ewe smelled that. Mama smelled that. Boy, let that lamb go in there and started eating, started taking care of it.
Yeah.
It was rejected.
Yeah.
It got covered.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then it was accepted.
Amen. Yes. Amen.
Ah, I got a good shepherd, amen. I'm glad I've got a shepherd.
Amen.
I shall not want. He maketh me lie down in the green pastures. He lead me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in paths of righteousness. So nice is this for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Can I just stop right there? I've been around a lot of saints of God that was going on to heaven. I didn't see no fear in them. I didn't see them scratching and clawing and yelling, my feet's on fire, and pulling their feet up in the bed. I didn't see not the first time in a saint of God.
That's right.
Amen. I seen them pointing.
Yeah.
I seen them say, can you see him coming, preacher? Can you see him coming?
Yeah.
I told you about Brother Jack the other day, about 104 years old, and he was blind as a bat, and they said he was about gone. I went up there to the hospital room up there in Oak Hill, and I leaned over him, and I said, Jack. He recognized my voice. He says, hey, Pastor. I said, how you doing, buddy? He said, I woke up this morning with a song on my lips.
Yeah.
I said, what's the song, Jack? He said, I'm looking for a city.
Yes, amen.
I don't know about you, but that kind of excited me a little bit. One long boy, he stepped over in that new city.
Yes, amen.
Yes.
Man, I tell you, to a child of God, there's no fear.
Amen.
I did hear this story one time, and I'll share this with you. I'm just having fun.
Amen.
There was a preacher and his wife. They had a big ministry. And they dealt with planting churches. And they was planting a church in Alaska. And they said it. The airliner that his wife was on went down. All souls was lost. Man, he was tore up. He was devastated. He's asking God, why? Why would you take my wife? We're in such a big ministry for you. Why would you take my wife? He had some friends that was at the FAA investigating, and they called him one day and says, we're going to let you hear something we think you need to hear. He was asking God for answers. And they started playing the cockpit recorder, the black box, to this preacher. And you can hear all the commotion and all the bells are going inside it. And they're fighting that airliner as hard as they can fight it to get that thing to not to hit the ground. They're fighting it and fighting it. And you can hear them talking with the tower. They're talking with one another in like a frantic type pace. And in the background, you can hear over the intercom his wife. And she's saying, for the wages of sin is death. You can hear it plainly on the voice recorder. How many souls come to know Jesus Christ? It took almost 5 minutes for that airliner to hit the ground. How many souls come to Christ? When he heard that recording, he got so much peace in his heart. He was praising God for his wife on that airliner, for God placing her there. Telling people about Jesus in the last minutes. Can I tell you, to a child of God, there ain't no fear. There ain't no fear. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Here's my three buddies again. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I've got a great God. We testified, and boy, I'm telling you, it just pleases God so much when we brag on Him. But when's the last time you got to wrap your arms around the feet of Jesus and thank Him? Thank you for your home. Thank you for dying on the cross. Thank you for your children and your grandchildren. When's the last time you really wrapped your arms around? See, the altar is a designed place of God to meet with His people. That's what it's for. Designed place. Maybe tonight you need to come up here. Just wrap your arms around Jesus. Tell Him how much you love Him, how much you thankful for what He's done for your life and what He's going to do for your life. See, if you don't have faith in your prayer, why even pray it?
There you go.
I was at Pikes Branch. Some of y'all might have known Basil Chapman. Remember Basil Chapman? Tim Chapman was my, he was in the house when I got saved, so me and him kind of buddied up. We was keepers of the door in the church at Pike's Branch. And every service he would say, I want to pray for my dad, Basil, to get saved. I want to pray. Every time the church is going, he prayed for his dad to get saved. Then one day, he's standing at this door and I'm standing over this door. And he says, I want to thank God for saving my dad. I come unglued. I said, when did God save your dad? He said, he hasn't yet. I'm just going to thank him right now. Do you know, Basil, as hard as he was, come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior? Maybe you just come up here and just thank God for answering those prayers. You're not going to stop in the midst of a miracle.
Amen. Amen.
Won't you come thank him for that miracle right now before it even happened?
Yeah.
That's confidence and faith right there. That's confidence. Won't you come right now as they get us a song together? Maybe you need to come. If you're here today and you're lost, won't you come? Just come and just lean up here or look at me and say, I'm going to get saved. I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. I'm not going to tell you what a Baptist would say or a Pentecostal would say or a Methodist or a Catholic. I'm going to tell you what the Bible says. You're going to have biblical salvation today. Won't you come? Come thank Jesus.
Just
have that confidence today.